great again.
And we are back from the 420 break. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. We won't forget about you. You can join us on the phones, 844-967-2789. Be patient. We'll go there momentarily. I wanted to wrap up the Chicago Sun-Times piece. Once again, the Republican GOP mega-endorsed candidate for governor of that fine state. Well, after 90 minutes after the shooting, when his own town's parade got canceled, he started a Facebook live stream and said, "Hey, let's pray and move on and celebrate the independence of our nation by getting the evil and all those bad people out of government." I mean, the bodies are still warm. As his opponent, of course, the current governor, well, I'll just read the Chicago Sun-Times here. Bailey is widely considered the underdog in his campaign against incumbent Democratic Governor J.B. Pritzker in November's general election. I think he might be a little more of an underdog today. Pritzker, a billionaire who put millions of dollars behind an ad campaign aiming to boost Bailey in the Republican primary because he was viewed as a weaker opponent, called for stricter gun control measures while speaking in Highland Park hours after the attack. Here's what Pritzker had to say. "Our founders carried muskets, not assault weapons, and I don't think a single one of them would have said you have a constitutional right to an assault weapon with a high-capacity magazine, or that it is more important than the right of people who attended this parade today to live." 844-967-2789. Thoughts and prayers. Here we go. I can't even have these conversations. It seems like nothing moves the needle. And I just, in having conversations with other, call them Republican, right-leaning, independents, whatevers, my takeaway after talking to a few of those people this weekend is, and I asked them, how do we get you to latch on to and to understand an issue? And the response was, well, you got to make it personal. And while I think that's certainly important to try to, to relate to and to resonate with another person, and that's why I think talking is a very important part of this. The delivery and exchange of ideas is a very important part of this. Now, I'm not interested in getting to know the intricacies of someone's fascistic thoughts, but if someone, votes for a Republican, but it's more independent and all of a sudden realizes as a woman that, wow, these Republicans are taking my rights away, and I don't want to have an abortion, but perhaps if my kids were raped, they should have the ability to go get one without having to go out of state, et cetera, right? There is openings for conversation for think, a lot of people out there. And I really enjoyed this weekend meeting all sorts of different people, and a lot of people know I'm on the radio. A lot of people know that I lean left these days. Wasn't always that way. I always made a little left, but I've come along through conversation and hanging out with Crudy and all you fine folks on the radio, and my own research, my own experiences, and my own reading, and my own interpretation of where I was when I was 20 or 30 or 40, and now in my 50s, and where we are as a country, where I think we should be. And everyone's got their own journey and their own experiences. So I think it's important to meet people where they are and be able to try. Make the effort to bring up and have a conversation about an issue that they recognize as something that they are perhaps a little hesitant on because of, their political parties, the Republican parties, the MAGA's support for instance, forced state birthing. So I got to go off on a little tangent that's a big part of me, the celebration of the 4th and in enjoying this country and appreciating what this country has to offer. That's a big part of it.
For me, when I have conversations with people, especially on the gun topic, I make them understand that the person that committed this crime is one of us. You can't just go, because a lot of times they use the mental health aspect, like they were just crazy. Some crazy person did this, not one of us. But if you go and make them realize that your son that's in high school, that's your son's friend. That's the kid that your son or somebody else's son ignores, that type of thing. You have to humanize these people to realize that this is one of us. This is a product of our society. And once you start making them look around them and go, that could be one of our people,
right?
That's and when that you start it making it personal. Really home. Yeah.
Yeah, really, it does. That's a great point. A couple other notes on the shooter. Apparently, the police were aware of this person. They were called to his home, I believe, for a suicide attempt. And also, I believe in 2019, after that suicide attempt, there he was apparently some mental health professionals came in. There was no state charges or anything in that regard. But apparently later he decided he made some comments about wanting to kill everyone. And in that particular situation, the police did show up and seized 16 knives and a sword. Let's get some callers in quick. 844-967-2789. Dick from Madison, you're up. Welcome, Dick. What do you got for us?
So it's a rerun, but can I make an amendment, Brian, to what I said about I don't want to hear any of the politicians talking about we're better than this. I'm going to add to it what you guys were talking about, thoughts and prayers. I don't want to hear either one of those stupid little slogans after yesterday, okay? Because it's obvious we're not better than this, as I told those guys earlier. I mean, we're not better than this on numerous things. You know, gun legislation, women's rights, climate change, voting rights, racial situations, nothing across the board. Are we better than this?
Well, don't forget about healthcare, Dick.
Right, that too. Something that since 1948, Harry S. Truman tried to get through. But, you know, other than that, I don't want to hear either one of those stupid cliches, thoughts and prayers, or, you know, we're better than this.
Yeah.
No, we are this.
That's exactly right, Dick. This is exactly who we are. I mean, to a T. How it doesn't get any more American than a mass shooting at a parade on July 4th. That is who we are. More of your calls next, 844-967-2789. We can always change it. Let's make an effort.
Sure. Yeah, I'd be happy to. Yeah, you just produce a corpse, and I'll release Sloan. I want to see this dead grandmother firsthand.
Did you say you wanted to see a body?
Fuck her up, Buttercup. Get over it.